on this Feast of Pentecost, I'd like to mention a prayer that I think we should, every single one of us, should pray daily. And of course, that prayer is the Come Holy Spirit prayer. Hopefully, most of you remember it from religious education or from somewhere along your way. Come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who did instruct the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant in us the same Spirit to be truly wise and ever to rejoice in His consolation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now I say this is a prayer that we should pray daily, because we as Christians should be open to the Holy Spirit in our lives, to the movement of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And this is a prayer that we can pray to help us be more aware of what the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives, and to separate that from the other signals, the other messages we have in our lives that we might mistake for the Holy Spirit. Now, all of us received the Holy Spirit at our baptism. All of us who are baptized received the Holy Spirit when that water was poured over our head and the priest said, "Be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit." We again received the Holy Spirit at our confirmation when the bishop sealed us with that holy oil, saying, "Be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit." We received the Holy Spirit just as the apostles did at Pentecost 2,000 years ago, over 1,900 years ago, as we saw in the first reading, where they received the Holy Spirit and they went out aflame with the Holy Spirit to proclaim the gospel and speaking in all those different languages, many of which they probably didn't even know. One of the great gifts of the Holy Spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit didn't stop being active in the world today back then. The Holy Spirit is active in our lives today. We just need to be open to that. First of all, the Holy Spirit is active in our lives every time we pray. One of the readings from last night says that we do not know how to pray, but that the Holy Spirit prays in us with inexpressible groanings. We can't even say the prayers that the Holy Spirit says within us. But every time we sit down to pray, every time we sit before our Lord, every time we kneel in prayer, the Holy Spirit is praying in us. But the Holy Spirit is also active in us anytime something draws us to our Lord. Anytime there's that little movement, that little feeling, that little sense in our lives of something that draws us closer to our Lord. Whenever we hear about something in our lives, or we see someone, and we have a desire to pray for that person, that's the Holy Spirit moving in our lives, moving us to intercede on their behalf. Anytime we see someone in need, and we have a desire to serve others, such as maybe someone broke down by the side of the road, or maybe we go to a town, and we see someone who's homeless, or who's begging on the street, and we feel a desire to help them. That's the Holy Spirit moving in our lives. And then, of course, anytime we have a desire to avoid sin, when we have temptation arise and we have a desire to avoid that temptation, to get away from that temptation, that's the Holy Spirit moving in our lives. But the Holy Spirit doesn't just move in each of us as individuals. The same Holy Spirit is also moving in the church as a whole. It is the Holy Spirit that brings the unity that holds the church together. And that is one of the great signs of the work of the Holy Spirit in the world, is that unity between people is seen. Conversely, obviously, where sin is involved, which is a denial of the Holy Spirit, denial of God, we see division. So anywhere that there is division, sin is involved. Anywhere there is unity, the Holy Spirit is involved. One of the key ways that the Holy Spirit unifies us is through the teaching and ministry of the church. When we follow the teachings of the church, when we are active in the ministry of the church, we are acting within the Holy Spirit. The most visible way, though, that the Holy Spirit is working in the world today is through the sacraments. When we receive forgiveness at confession, that is the Holy Spirit coming down upon us, giving us that forgiveness and that grace. When we are anointed with the holy oils in the sacrament of anointing, that is the Holy Spirit coming down upon us to bring us that healing and that grace that we need at that moment. And most visibly, when the priest holds his hands over the gifts of bread and wine and invokes the Holy Spirit and says and picks up the host in the chalice and says the words of our Lord, the Holy Spirit comes down upon that bread and wine and makes it into our Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity. So the Holy Spirit is at work in our world today. But the question for us as Catholics is, are we listening? Are we open to the Holy Spirit? Open to His movement in the world today? Or are we closed off? So how do we open up? We don't want to be closed off to the Holy Spirit. So how do we open to the Holy Spirit? Well, first of all, we take time to pray in silence. We allow for silence because we cannot hear God. We cannot hear the Holy Spirit in noise. When we have things going on and the TV's on, the radio's on, or we're driving down the road, we can't hear God at that moment. We need silence. We need to still ourselves and listen. And then when we're doing that, we pray for the work of the Holy Spirit to be clear. We ask God to make it clear for us. He knows how to make it clear. Make it patently clear for us what He is saying. And a good time to do that, to take that time for silence and to pray, is after receiving our Lord in Holy Communion. We are already receiving the graces through the Holy Spirit at that moment. We are the most connected to God that we are at any other moment in our lives. And then, once we do that, we then have to discern what we hear. Because not everything we hear at those moments are going to be the Holy Spirit. There are other voices in our lives that can confuse us, that can lead us astray. We have the voice of the world, the voice of our culture. We have the media that gives false messages, that gives messages that lead us away from God and the working of the Holy Spirit. We have our own wants and desires and feelings that can mislead us, can guide us the wrong direction, lead us away from God and the Holy Spirit. And of course, we have the work of the devil, the work of the evil demons working in our lives, trying to tempt us away from God, tempt us away from the Holy Spirit. When we do that discernment, we can allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives and to guide us, lead us to our Heavenly Father. Because we are all called to live in the Holy Spirit. We are all called to be on fire with the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We are called to allow the Holy Spirit to influence our lives and to lead us back to our Heavenly Father. So may we be able to pray today and every day, come, Holy Spirit.